Welcome to the MegaCast.
And welcome everybody to the MegaCast. We are up to episode 84. We are cruising along.
We are. We have
got Wilco tonight. Sorry about that. Perko is working too hard tonight. We have got the half-brother of Perko. Oh, the full brother,
half
sorry.
Brother?
Full brother. Half a man.
Half
a man. Half as good. We've got the other Perko here.
Two
Josh,
times
how
as
you
good.
Going, mate?
Like, a little bit
two
better.
Two times as good.
Two times as good. I'll
that's
take that.
Not the story I hear from the ladies, but anyway.
I'm good, Will. Okay.
You're good? Mm-hmm. We've got a little intimate podcast.
Yeah,
we're going to start with
just
a little,
the two of us.
I was going to start with a little bit of ASMR and just talk nice and slow and softly.
Get them candles
but no,
going.
We've got it. That's it. It's a lovely little podcast. So, yes, unfortunately, the man, Matthew Perkins, is working his butt off 80 hours a week, and tonight just happens to be a night. He's doing something. He's not telling us all the stuff he's doing.
He did tell me, and it was lots of IT guru,
shit, crap.
And it confused Making the fuck out of me. So
I think he's just watching YouTube a little bit too much, watching that Cobra Kai. He's watching a bit too much of that. So, poor guy. But we hopefully get him back on Thursday night. We're going to try and record our God of War spoiler cast finally with a few friends from AGPN. So, that should be good fun. Josh, what have you been up to for the last 7 days since it's been that long since we podcasted?
I'm still in a little bit of the rut after finishing God of War and Infinity War. Like, I've kind of taken a bit of a break from games at the moment, I guess.
Yep.
I'm not really playing anything. I picked up my 3DS again the other day because it was right beside the bed, and just fired up Pokemon Sun on that, just as a bit of a shit kick around, you know, like it's. I never finished it. It's just there, so I'm just kind of playing that and actually kind of enjoying playing Pokemon again. I know that's probably a bit childish of me, but
no, man, that's
Pokemon's
some
always
hot stuff.
A fun
like,
game.
It's one of the big games I'm looking forward to release this year on Switch, to be honest.
Do you reckon it'll come this year, bud?
I do. It's one of my big predictions. We're doing that for our Super Hype Train episode, E3 predictions episode next week.
Okay.
The hot tip is that my prediction is that they're going to reboot the series. They're going to start with Red and Blue, and they're going to do them full 3D proper worlds like Zelda and open world, let you run around and do what you want kind of thing. So
yeah, that'd be cool. I don't know.
I'm dreaming, but it's going to be good.
I think you might be dreaming a little bit there, Wilco.
That's okay. But, I'm allowed to dream. It's E3, mate. It's this special time of year. We're only like 5 weeks out. Oh, it's such a kid in the candy store.
And I think that might be part of it. Like this, it's to me, there's a little bit of a lull in the games that I want now. You know, like after such a big couple of months, well, it's just a big start of the year, really. Like it's month after month, there's been a big title every month this year so far. And this month, it's a bit like, okay, like, yeah, State of Decay 2 is coming. And I know you're really excited for Detroit. But for me, it's a bit like, okay, this is a bit of an off month. You know, like there's nothing.
Is.
Yeah, State of Decay will be fun, and I'll pick that up. But yeah, at the moment, it's just a bit cruisy, I guess. So yeah, I've been playing a bit more Pokemon Sun. Finally, I've got just about every EV evolution in that game now. I've just been aiming to get that sorted. And I've been playing a little bit of Magic: The Gathering Arena here and there. Again, it's just a game to pick up and play a couple of hands and then log off. You know, it's magic. It's fun. It's always going to be fun. I have been, apart from that, not a lot. And part of it, I think, might also be just busy, man. Like, life is hectic at the moment.
Yeah.
It just doesn't seem to stop.
Unfortunately. Yeah. And until we can do this full time, that's the perks.
Yeah, that'd
be
awesome.
The negatives of doing this, unfortunately.
Yeah. So, I keep getting a lotto every week because one week, man. I'm gonna be able to.
Never gonna happen. Sorry.
Come on, don't be like
break
that.
It to you.
Don't be like that.
RNGesus ain't gonna help you in game. He ain't gonna help you in your life either. It's the same thing. Like for those who don't know, we're from Queensland, and we had a public holiday on
Monday.
Didn't help things whatsoever.
Oh,
the rest of Australia kept on moving on Monday, which meant everyone pretty much had twice as much work when they went back today.
And I've just got, leading up, again, looking at my calendar, leading up now through into June, I think it's the end of June before I've got a weekend where I don't have something planned, either a birthday or a work function. You know, and again, like, it doesn't sound like much, but that burns time. Like, you know, that's the weekend is my time for gaming, really.
That's it. I'm a bit the opposite. Like, my weekends are pretty much my family time at the moment. I don't get time to game at all on the weekends, unfortunately. But because I'm so busy, my nights are... I've fell asleep Friday night by 8 o'clock, 8:30. So there goes my streaming night.
Yeah, just rat shit by the end of the day.
And yeah, tonight I'm struggling right now. It's only 7:46, but we might get there. I'm hopefully going to play a bit of Damsel after this anyway.
Yeah, so. Please don't fall asleep on me, because I think people will just get bored if it's just me talking. You know, sleeping.
I'm very tempted to do a solo podcast fairly soon. So yeah, right. We'll see how
just
that goes.
The musings of Wilco.
Yeah, if I can waffle on for hours and hours, on end, as people know. Some of my super hype trains have pretty much been solo podcasts at times. So
yeah, right.
Look, I've been up to... I've mentioned the word damsel every week, and I have been on making an effort to do the weekly challenge every week. And this week, I was sitting second for a while. I think I end up getting knocked down to third or fourth. I've got to talk to him, I think. We need like a recap of the previous week, because I can't find that anywhere, so I don't know what I finished. They do tweet out who won, but that's about it. So I'll talk to Kados and
see if
Anthony
they can
and Meg
put some historic records in.
Or just pop up when you log
the
in.
Because
this is where you finished last week if you competed in the weekly challenge.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, that'd be good. I mean, it helps drive people up. That's my score from last week. I wonder if I can get better this week, you know?
Yeah, well, it's different five levels each week. That's the only issue with that. But keep your ranking over time. But it is only early access too, so...
I think Damsel might be... Like, I mean, you guys have discussed it a fair bit, and we've had them on the show. It's something I haven't picked up yet personally, and again, money's got a fair bit to do with that, but I think it's something that's definitely... well and truly now on my list to sink some money into.
So good. Like, I'm going to sit there. I'm planning probably Sunday night. I'm trying to do my schedule out for the next 2 weeks, because it's such a hectic 2 weeks coming up with some games you mentioned before. I'm going to try and do Sunday as a... going to run through episode 2. I've already streamed through episode 1. There's 3 episodes in the game, so I'm going to slowly work my way through and play all the episodes on stream.
Mm-hmm,
The downside of that is while we were recording last week, I mentioned that Anthony and Meg and Kados did a live stream of Damsel at the same time. We finished our record. I jumped over into their chat. They were trialing what's coming up in a patch in a couple of weeks' time, which is the Twitch integration. So much like we talked with Party Golf guys back in the day, where Twitch chat can actually affect your game by typing in certain codes, Damsel will be getting that in the next couple of patches. And like, you could actually put hyphen boom, and that would replace a time bomb somewhere on the map, and it would be activated straight away.
Oh.
I believe there's a save function. I didn't bother using that because Anthony was playing. I just wanted to put bombs wherever I could. There's good little spits of stuff like that coming along. So they're learning Twitch themselves, and they had a bit of a fun stream. And then I streamed it afterwards, and I got my levels. Actually, I had a bit of issues with the leaderboards weren't syncing up, so I lost all my progression. But that's okay. I got a good score. Actually put some effort in and mastered. I think there's still some issues with people using the video cameras, where you can respawn. You spawn a character every time you go past this video camera, but if you go through that character, you get a skull. And then you can basically rack up your skulls by continuously killing someone.
Cheesing it a little someone. Bit.
Yeah, it's a massive cheese until they work out how to fix that. There'll be some high scores that you just look at and go, there's no way you can actually get that score without doing that. Look, I got 40,000. I perfected 4 of the 5 levels. So there was probably... I got 40 million. There was 10 million maybe left in the bank.
Yep.
And this guy had like 55, 60 million. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not chasing that.
Yeah.
Unless I sit there and spawn these enemies over and over again, which is just not the way the game's meant to be played and not the way I'm going to play it. Because I don't have time to do that kind of boring stuff. But yeah, so it's still digging its roots into, especially now with this lack of games, as we mentioned before. Yeah. And it's one of those things, like, you've just finished God of War, you've just finished Infinity War, it's so high, like, this.
Well, I mean, that's,
you know, nothing's going to match that.
Exactly, that's like, the thing. Like, I mean, God of War was so, so good. And now I sit here and I look back at the games that I haven't finished. You know, your Assassin's Creed Origins, Far Cry 5. You know, like, I'd even picked up Mad Max on the PS4 through the PlayStation Plus subscription again. You know, like, and looking back at them, like, Mad Max is good and Far Cry is good and There's a case to say that Assassin's Creed is good, but they don't hold a candle to God of War.
No, that's
you
it.
Know, and I think
something like State of Decay has really missed an opportunity here. Like, it could have been a perfect palate cleanser for just about anyone.
Just that little bit earlier. Just that little bit earlier in the month.
Like pretty much now to the end of last week. Sort of, if it launched then, that's a perfect time for a game that's got no story. That's just basically about you surviving and killing zombies. So there's nothing driving you forward by that. It's a perfect antidote to what we're feeling at the moment.
Yeah.
And it would have, like, lots of us would have got into it, especially being co-op as well. But they've pushed it back. Like, it's not pushed back, but it's releasing, what, a couple of days before
Detroit?
Like, it's the one date you don't want to be near in May. Like, there's nothing else coming out. Like, why? Even if you push it back.
Yeah.
Like, I guess you're heading towards E3, but it's just a strange day to be releasing it. The only upside to that for Microsoft is that I'm considering pre-ordering the Ultimate Edition because you get the access to the game like 5 days early. And I'm like, well, that'll... That'll give me a chance to play it and before Detroit and... sort of, I'll actually get to play it then. It'll be good cleanser before
you pick up
the jump into a very story driven, replayable game again.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying there.
Yeah, but yeah, it's strange month, and I don't think the outlook's out yet because it's just not much to talk about. Switch is getting 50 million titles that it already should have had because they're Wii U titles. There's Detroit, there's State of Decay, and then there's nothing else.
As you said, there's a couple of remasters coming and bits and pieces, but it's a pretty slow. I guess the only other one that's probably hitting us this month that, again, it probably comes down to time and money was Total War Saga: Thrones of Britannia. You know, like, that's something I'd love to get into, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if it's. It sort of came out with a flash in the pan, like nothing. No one talked about it. It happened. It's gone.
Yeah.
Like, it's missed its mark. I don't know. It's a strange one.
Yeah.
It's a strange one. And a lot of that has to do with the news that we're talking about in the news section later on. But there's one or two games that is overshadowing everything at the moment, which is a shame. But... back to what I've been playing, like, we recorded Locked On last Thursday night with the brilliant cosplayer from Sydney, DB The Division, so had him on, and then I've been meaning to get Benny 8-Bit on to stream. We're going to play a co-op run of Splinter Cell Blacklist,
but
to do that, we've got to actually unlock the co-op mission, so you have to actually play the intro mission and the first mission to unlock the co-op one. So I did that live on stream with a very drunk Seppi in the background, and he was a handful, but it was good. It was good fun. But yeah, that game, the controls have aged really badly.
When did Blacklist first come out?
It's 6 to 7 years old now. It's 13. Or 12. Or 13 at the end of the just before Xbox One and PS4 launched, or just on, like, it was pretty much within a month of them launching, and but on the previous consoles. So it's like, it was perfect candidate for a remaster or a HD version or something, but never happened.
There's still time.
I know there is, but the controls were terrible. Like, to go into cover is fine.
Yep.
To move from cover to cover was okay, but as soon as you pressed any other button, so if you're looking at the screen and you go left and right to go across cover, that's fine. But if you press up and down at all, you jump out of cover.
Yeah, okay.
But if the cover you're looking at, if you've got the camera faced and you've got to go up and down, that means you have to press up and down to go in, stay in cover. And then if you press left or right, you are out of cover. So many times I would just naturally go, okay, I want to go left along cover, right along cover, because I've got the camera facing the wrong direction, I would be popping out of cover.
Oh,
fuck. So then I just pulled the big boy gun out and shot everyone. That's what I was doing.
Just pull the shotgun out. Just go nuts.
Yeah, it was a bit like that. So it was very bad gameplay, but it was good to play a story-driven Splinter Cell game again. That was really good fun, but the voice acting in that was pretty terrible.
It was pretty bad, too.
Okay. But anyway, I did that, and I've spent the last probably 4 or 5 days looking up monitors and trying to work out how to set up this office, and because one of my monitors is about to die.
Oh, that's not good.
Actually, all three are about to die. One actually physically started dying, but it's come good.
It's come good.
So
last legs. It's got a bit of a revive in it.
That's what it. Yeah, and it's not the one I wanted to die either. Because if it was the other one, I could actually warm out these ones. But I'm looking at the curved ones. I'm looking at ultra wide.
Yeah.
I'm looking at. Look, after all the research I've done, the monitor that I want is not released yet. That's my problem. I need a new monitor set up now, but the ones that I want are in production at the moment, haven't been released to the world yet. Probably in the next month or two they'll be released, and that means the price is going to be fairly epic.
Through the roof.
Which, I've got to make some decisions, but looking at, I don't want to go G-Sync, but at the price range I'm looking at, I have to go G-Sync.
You have to do it.
All the ones I'm looking at, there's some perfect ones out there for me at the moment, but they're all FreeSync, and I'm like, well, I'm not changing my whole system at any time soon to go to AMD, so why pay for something? Why don't I just pay a little bit more and get the
G-Sync
version?
Yeah,
which I can use. I can actually use that price that I'm spending. So I'm looking for HDR monitors, and unfortunately, the G-Sync ones aren't HDR yet, but they are. They've demoed them last year, about September, October last year, November last year, and then they went into production of the screens in December, January. Yeah, so then they're actually going to start rolling off onto the market. They said Q1/Q2, so we're in Q2 at the moment, so they shouldn't be far away.
Yep.
But looking at maybe a Predator X35 when they launch, but we'll see. I want to get sort of the ultra wide in the middle, and I'll get 227s on the outside and wall mount them, so it looks like one big round curve thing. But that's a lot of money.
Yeah,
that's a huge amount of money. That'll be the last one that I spend money on for a long while.
Yeah, so I'd started this year wanting to build a full PC so I'd actually start streaming and everything with you guys. But
you should.
Yeah, I'm still operating off a laptop and don't know if I'll be doing that this year, so...
Well, that's the other thing. Like, I'm looking at the end of the year upgrading this PC to be an all-in-one streaming/playing machine.
Because you run two at the moment, don't you?
I was running two, and then the second one died, so I'm back to one.
Back to one.
Which, the problem I've got is if I go to a 4K monitor and I'm playing games in 4K, that's going to chew up my CPU and GPU, which is going to leave nothing for processing the streaming data, which will be an issue. But I'm working through that at the moment, what I can do to avoid it before the end of the year when I upgrade, because I want to sort of PAX Oz will be a good time to get some parts, I guess.
Do a Joey
Black Friday around then. Do a Joey, and but also Black Friday's around the corner from that as well. So
I don't know, I'm just hoping I get some money back at tax time this year. That'd be nice.
I'm not getting that at all. No. I just hope to let the banks sort of refinance my house, and this whole business thing that I'm doing, taking over from my boss, will be very lucrative for myself. So.
Yeah,
hoping that all happens fairly soon. Yep. So
fair enough.
Well, I know when that's happening. Like we're literally 8 weeks away from 8-9 weeks away from that happening. So, but that's sort of my
that's stuff. Your life story currently as it sits.
Yeah. I will apologize, everyone. I didn't stream Friday, Sunday night. I was, as I said before, just terribly tired.
And as we said, you know, I think we said at the start of the year, we're still personally for each and every one of us involved with USM, we're still trying to find that right balance that works for us with USM and life. For a lot of us this year, life has kind of come around and thrown a couple of curveballs. So
yeah, definitely. But the other issue I've got is the writing side of things. Like, I just can't find time at the moment.
Yeah.
What used to be the case was my job, I'd finish at 1:30, 2 o'clock. I'd get home for an hour before school finished. So I'd get an hour every day to sit back and write. I wouldn't play games, I'd just write.
Yep.
My business has grown that much that I'm getting home at 3:30, 4 o'clock every day, which is, okay, now I've got to start doing school stuff and bed stuff.
Get the family sorted, get the family ready, take care of dinner.
So there goes 5 hours a week of just dedicated writing time. I've got to find somewhere else. So it's either I don't stream or I don't do a podcast
still trying to find YouTube that balance. Right?
But anyway, that's us complaining. I just wanted to quickly give a explanation. Like, we're doing a lot of our reviews these days through podcasts, and on streams, but I know that's not what a lot of people want, and I know that's probably not the best way to do it, but writing is, it's hard.
Yeah.
It's really hard. But anyway, let's get into the news.
This is the fucking news.
Quiet week, I guess, in news, would say.
Yeah. Odd for us and what's come across us, certainly.
Yeah,
but still interesting.
Yeah. A few things that aren't on here I'll quickly mention is the fact that the few titles have said they're going to turn up at E3. Sort of not newsworthy, but sort of newsworthy. Like Quantum Break's makers, Remedy, they've got a new game in the works. It'll be at E3. No idea of what it's going to be called, but it will be on PS4, PC, and Xbox. So this is the first time they're actually going to be making a game for PS4 in their engine that they use for Quantum Break, which is sort of an underrated game from a couple of years back on Xbox, which you had the TV show and the game mixed in one.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of, for some reason, that's really, really familiar.
It had old mate that was a Hobbit in The Lord of the Rings in it. Am I thinking right? And I had old mate out of, no, it wasn't him actually at all. It was the other guy. I can't remember what he was. He was from, anyway, the guy from Game of Thrones.
From Game of Thrones. I'm thinking the guy, I don't think it's him, but it's his twin from Animorphs.
Yeah, he's
Ashmore?
A twin.
Ashmore?
Yeah, that's
Sean. Him, Sean so. Ashmore. Yeah. Actually, I played that. That was a really good game. I quite enjoyed
that. Yeah, really good game. Your old time travel things happening. So, really good. And Alan Wake, obviously, is another title there.
Yep.
So, you're looking at very heavily story-driven, you know,
I'd be okay with that.
Epic looking game coming. So they're going to unveil that at E3. They've said it won't be hands-on for the press. So that means it's fairly early. But at least we'll have something more from them. And it's going to be cross-platform, which is great. So that's big news. That's sort of the main one. There'll be a couple others that I might pop up later on. But let's get into this Far Cry news that's not news as well.
Well, I mean, It's just political correctness going fucking batshit crazy again, really, isn't it? Like
Far Cry, I thought would get all the attention for banging on about Christians killing people and giving people guns to shoot them back, and I thought that was going to be the
and cults and all that.
Yeah,
comedy.
I thought that was where the controversy was going to come out of the woodwork, rednecks getting offended by their portrayal in games. But turns out that you can't kill an animal in a game. Like, they've obviously forgotten about Cabela's series of hunting games.
I'm pretty sure that, long story short...
Every Far Cry game before this has killed animals.
I'm pretty sure at every Far Cry game before this as well, Peter has said something as well, you know?
Yeah, probably. About so it's the PETA, which is the animal cruelty...
About the plight of the digital animal.
Oh, my God, it's just ridiculous.
Okay. Grow up a little bit, like, you know...
This is not news, to be honest. No. This will this will do nothing to no one, and there'll be nothing come of it, and we'll move on. People try to get, for their own cause. Yep. So, you can go on for this next one, because I really don't care about DC, and I have no idea what you're talking about.
So, look, DC Comics have their streaming service to be launched in air quotes soon. It's going to be called the DC Universe, because, duh, that just makes sense. It's got a couple of flagship titles that they've highlighted already. So there's going to be a Harley Quinn TV show, a Swamp Thing TV show, and a Teen Titans TV show. There's a bit of media out about them at the moment. I don't know. Like, the thing is, Marvel do such amazing movies, and their TV shows are pretty good. But the DC
do okay TV shows.
Well, I mean, they started out really well. You know, and I don't know where they went wrong, like the Arrows and the Flashes. They were really good.
Well, they went for too long. Well, that was the problem.
Yeah, that probably was. So, I don't know. I'm a little bit excited. Maybe this is really where DC needs to play. Maybe the movies isn't the thing for them. It's the serials.
Oh, movies definitely aren't the thing for them.
So,
I won't say that, because one of my favourite movies of all time is a DC movie.
Yeah.
The Dark Knight. When they get good people to write good stories and good act, oh, I won't go too far to say good actors, but I will, because one of the best parts was Heath Ledger the Joker. So you get good actors and good story and make an evil villain interesting. You can make good movies, DC.
Yeah,
but and they've got the villains to be able to do that. Yeah,
They do, and that's I mean, we've said it before. We'll say it again. Part of DC's draw is its villains. Their villains are so phenomenal. But no, look, so it's going to come out soon. I haven't been able to really see anywhere where it said anything about Australia. I know, like, there's some streaming services we just can't get. It'll be interesting to see if we can. But it'll also be interesting to see if they do start pulling across the rest of their merchandise or TV shows.
You'd assume that would be the only idea, like there. HBO.
Yeah.
Depends on what price they're getting, I guess. Obviously with regions, like HBO would come to Australia, but they're probably getting a fortune from Foxtel, to be honest.
Yeah.
And there's no need to really do that, because the laws in Australia are fucked for streaming, to be honest. But why do it when Foxtel would be paying handling it for that?
Yeah.
In America, you've got HBO does it themselves. Everyone's basically pulling out a cable in America, and doing their own streaming. Big part of why they're doing this. Mm. So it might be easier over there for them to do that. And yeah, but I think Supergirl's actually owned by one of the studios
isn't it CW, the CW or something like that, that does Supergirl, Flash, and Arrow?
So that's a weird setup for, I don't think they'd be able to get them.
Yeah.
Because they're not internal, and they'd be making them there for their own network. So, it's a weird situation. I hate rights for streaming. But
anyway. I just hate the whole concept of like the show rights and everything now in today's society doesn't fucking make sense. Like, why? Yeah.
Well, actually, they could get around it. If CW is putting it on TV over cable, then they could sell the streaming rights back to DC.
Yeah, maybe.
If they're not streaming it through their own services. Yeah.
It just doesn't make sense. Like, there's no point why us as a country and our consumers should be waiting 8, 12 months for a TV show to hit us after it airs somewhere else in the world. Like, fuck, you want to stop piracy
exactly,
not stop but curtail it, then get rid of that.
Yeah,
you know, that's,
and I'm baffled by the fact that there's Netflix original shows that you can't get on Netflix in Australia because Fox still has it tied up.
Yeah, what the, yeah, it doesn't fucking make
blows
sense.
Blows my mind.
Doesn't make sense, man.
Let's skip the next two bits. We'll do a big. We'll group these together at the end.
Yeah, right.
And we'll jump onto this.
This is big. This
phenomenal God of War news. So, in 3 days around the world, God of War sold 3.1 million copies. It's the fastest ever selling exclusive title that's beaten everything else.
Yeah, that's so
3.1 million copies in three days. It's good on them, to be honest.
What do you even say to that?
I think what they say, Horizon previously was the best new IP launch, which is good.
Yep.
I think it's done 7 odd million for its lifetime. God of War's already at 3.1 in a very, very short period of time.
So, that's...
where do you think this is going to end? Where is this going to end?
Well,
is this going to be the number one selling PlayStation exclusive?
You would think so. So, look, I'm just reading through. So, this was a Forbes article. Just reading through. So, with 3 and million
three
sales...
Days, man. We're over three days. 3 weeks.
Yeah, over three days.
We're 3 weeks into it.
Yep. So, over the 3 days, it had a 4% attach rate over the 75 million PS4s sold to date. Grand Theft Auto 5, it sold 11.2 million copies on day one.
Yeah.
It's going to catch it.
This is exclusive to PS4, though.
Yeah, so that's across everything.
This will probably end up around the 15 million for the year, is my guess. 12 to 15 million for the year.
There's a reason for it. It's because PlayStation and Sony are doing some fucking fantastic games.
And so it's a very well-written single-player game. We'll talk about this more on the spoiler cast. But also, what Sony's doing really well at the moment is they're picking their release windows. Sony knows that they're in this beautiful situation where they've got the most consoles out there on the market. As far as home consoles goes, the Switch is sort of beating it month to month, but it's still outselling Xbox. Like if you take Switch out of the equation, dedicated home consoles, it is the number one selling console month in, month out.
Yeah.
It is where people are going to play the big third party games at the moment. So in fall, when Red Dead Redemption 2 launches, or when Destiny launches, or Call of Duty, people are playing that on the PlayStation anyway. So for them to go and release God of War October 3rd, October 20th, whenever it is, they're only competing against games that are going to be played on their own console anyway.
Yeah.
So they've, for the last couple of years, they're launching these titles in April, May, when there is no competition.
Well, think about it. Horizon came around around the same time frame.
Start of March.
Yeah.
Because it was just before the Nintendo Switch launch with Zelda. That did hurt Horizon.
Yep.
But obviously God of War got out in a little bit more cleaner air. And it's just not eating up any sales that are going to be made for themselves anyway. So it's very smart from Sony. Yeah. I don't think you'll ever see a massive title. Like Last of Us 2 will not launch in fall. It will be a March title.
Yeah, it'll be early year. Early year.
But Days Gone will be an early year title. All these titles are going to be the start of the year and then not in fall, because Sony has it tied up.
Yep.
They can just put themselves out with an exclusive limited edition console with the biggest named game of the fall. That's why there will be a Red Dead Redemption 2 PlayStation 4 Pro console, you would believe.
Yeah.
And it's going to sell consoles. It's going to sell games that people are going to play on in their ecosystem, and it doesn't matter. And they're not trying to fight against that. So I love it. It's the way they're doing it, and it's these kind of numbers are showing just why it's working so perfectly. But the game obviously was way better than anything else this year, bar maybe Monster Hunter would come close to it.
Yeah, I'd be comfortable saying.
And I think for the rest of the year,
I'd probably be comfortable saying that for me personally, it was better than Monster Hunter. But that's
I'm definitely saying it's better than Monster Hunter. I'm saying it's game of the year at the moment. Yeah. But the only thing that's even close to it would be maybe Monster Hunter. But it's definitely not up with it. And the only thing I can see that'll be better than it this year is Red Dead Redemption 2, and it has to be almost perfect to be better than it. So we are getting a lot of news on that. I don't want to talk about any of the news on that, to be honest, because of spoilers, but there's some really good stuff going around about Red Dead Redemption 2 as far as interactiveness and the open world that they're building. But it's got to be better. Otherwise, it's definitely not game of the year.
It's going to be interesting.
God of War's in the throne right now.
Yeah.
And it won't be the biggest selling game of the year because of exclusivity, but it'll be the best selling PlayStation game this year.
Oh.
Spider-Man maybe because it's more open.
If they do it right, if they do Spider-Man right, I reckon that could be a pretty big one too.
I wanted to talk to, I think we'll talk about it on the spoiler cast, but has there ever been a title that has had a character and a series turn around so dramatically? Like God of War 1, 2, and 3 were, they're good. The character of Kratos was terrible. Universally thought that way. And then all of a sudden, Kratos is the best thing in gaming, and it's going in God of War, the fourth one in the series, is going down a lot of people as their games of a generation, their games of all time. Like, that's a fourth game in the series. That's a huge turn. I couldn't think of anything that hasn't come out of the blocks with its first title and then grown or dropped or stayed the same. I can't think of any title that has gone 1, 2, 3, not too bad, and then just gone bam.
Yeah, been average games, let's say, average games, and then just on the fourth one, finally got something right.
Or third one, or second one. Yeah. You could argue there's a few that the second title was the one that got it there. But I think the biggest change I can think of in gaming history would be the GTA 1, 2, then 3. And then all of a sudden...
Yeah. Yeah,
GTA 3, 4, 5 are the juggernauts that they are.
Yeah, I can see that. But I mean, that's
probably... You could almost say Red Dead Revolver to Red Dead Redemption, but that's 1 to 2 again.
Yeah.
So
it's an interesting thought.
If any of you out there know of any or have any suggestions for us, email us.
Yeah, let us know.
social@ultrasoupmega.com.au or hit us up on Twitter, because I can't think of anything other than those ones I mentioned. But... Now, this is
your favorite topic.
Can we go past this?
Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure you're the one that actually put it in the news.
No, I did not.
Are you sure?
I 100% guarantee you I did not this in the news. I would not put it. So what we're talking about is Stunlock Studios. I've never heard of them.
Yeah, okay.
They make a MOBA called Battle Right.
Yep.
What do you think these people would do with this game that they've got Battle Royale?
Obviously, logically. Let's
put a Battle Royale game in it.
Because it's just the thing to do at the moment.
So yeah, they've announced that they're doing that. They're jumping on the bandwagon to no one's care in the world. I assume it's probably a free-to-play Steam game. I don't know, because I've never heard of it.
No, I don't know. It's coming out if you've got the... hungering for another Battle Royale game because you've been playing Fortnite and PUBG and you want to add another game that's exactly the same to your arsenal, then maybe have a look and pick it up.
Yeah, don't do it. This was added by you idiot. I'm just looking at it now.
Yeah. Oh,
God. So anyway, the Nintendo Switch had a whole heap of stuff come out today. Yep. I haven't even had a chance to look at it.
So basically...
It's an online service.
So Whippy Bitty, good man. He's come into the news articles and put this in for us and said that Nintendo's announced cloud backups of your save files will soon be available for the Switch at a price. Whippy wasn't very happy that there was a price coming, but... Having read through it, it is for the full online service.
Now, hold on. Let's just take a step back and let's address Whippy's concerns. To get cloud saves on the PlayStation, you need to have... I believe it's not even just PlayStation Network. You need to actually have PlayStation Plus,
I'm pretty sure.
Which is the above price. To do it on Xbox, I'm pretty sure you... But I can't guarantee this one. Because I don't know, but I assumed it was Xbox Live Gold, but maybe not.
But see, I
only play on PC, which you don't even need Xbox Live Gold to play.
You don't. You don't need anything online. But I mean, what we're really talking about here is the full online suite for Nintendo, which is really following the same models of Xbox Live Gold and PS Plus. Yeah.
And why not? Because that's the standard that's set out there.
That's the standard. We've accepted it as a consumer. In the PlayStation and the Xbox for so long, we would be silly to think that Nintendo wouldn't jump on the bandwagon.
Also, too, any cloud service on anything does cost money, unfortunately.
But yes, I mean, the Nintendo service isn't as comprehensive as the one that Xbox and PlayStation provide. Have they said what
they're charging?
Yeah, they have, actually, and that's actually quite interesting. So the full online service, obviously, it's going to be online play, so your Mario Kart 8s, your ARMS, your Splatoon 2s, you're going to require the Switch Online membership.
That's all free at the moment, isn't it? It's all free
at the moment. It is going to be behind a paywall, which, again, we would be silly to think that that wasn't going to happen, you know?
Oh, they said that was going to happen anyway.
There's
Holy 20... shit, the price is cheap.
We'll get to that in a sec. So there's 20 NES games with added online play that will be available with more being added. You get your save data cloud backup. Obviously, it somehow enhances the online experience from the smartphone app that I don't think anybody uses. And there'll be some special offers and stuff. I'm thinking your PS Plus games and stuff like that are going to come through. This is where I find it gets really interesting. So you've got an individual membership. These are all US dollar amounts. So for 1 month, $3.99, pretty damn cheap. 3 months, $7.99. 12 months, $19.99. So they're individual memberships.
Who's going to pay US anything dollars. For 12 months? To be honest,
this is the kicker. There's a family membership, $34.99 US dollars, right? But whoever gets
seven others
can invite seven others to join what they're calling a family group, and everybody there has access to all the online functionality.
From so we can have a USM family, for $35 American dollars.
And a year for 12 months, that's right. And that's you plus seven others. Like, break that down.
Wow.
If you really want to go that way and you want to get seven people involved, that's a small chunk of change for seven people for 12 months. It's pretty good.
Yeah. And those online games, they're the ones they're talking about. They're actually redoing them to have... They've added the online part to it for the first time ever.
Yeah.
Old SNES games.
So, it's going to launch September 2018.
Same month as Super Smash Brothers, you would assume.
Yeah, I reckon so.
It actually says Super Smash Brothers is the launch titles include. Oh no, that's the original. Sorry, the SNES I'm looking at now.
So 2018 launch.
The Legend of Zelda with online play.
Apparently.
That'll be interesting.
Apparently. September 2018 launch. The memberships will be available through Nintendo.com. The eShop on your Switch system, or you'll be able to buy cards or something through your EBs and stuff.
Just get your e-credit.
Yeah, look.
They've actually now hooked up the Switch with PayPal as well.
Oh, have they?
Very handy. Okay. Yeah. Okay. You've got to get an email and press a button, but, oh, that's bad. What did I get the other day? I got Darkest Dungeon the other day. I haven't played it yet, but that's cool.
Yep.
It's bad to have that on a Switch, to be honest. You can just go, I want that.
Just PayPal that.
I don't need to walk
just out. Just wait till they zip pay everything.
Oh, don't talk about that. Now I'm probably going to get my monitors, I think. So we'll see.
Look, it's going to be interesting. Again, it's PlayStation Plus for Nintendo. That's the best way to look at it. Yes, the service and the full suite of Nintendo online services are not at the level that the PlayStations and the Xboxes are. But this is a starting point. Yeah. You know, I can see it getting better over the years, you know, and
I hope so.
You know. But really it's gotta start somewhere.
They need to improve their online structure. Yeah. Big time. Yeah. And they need to get away from having a fucking app.
Yeah, that's the thing, and voice through the app. The other thing quickly too is that this is only for Nintendo Switch systems. So your 3DS or if you've got a Wii U,
won't work.
Doesn't need it for any online play. Not that there's your Mario Kart's on the Wii U. And
seriously, come out with a USB-C to headphone and microphone adapter so we can just have voice on Switch. That's what you need to do, people. Just do it. Nintendo. Listen to me. The big upside to this is the fact that they've got all this information out of the way now. So E3 will be chockers full of games and not full of online announcements and stuff like that.
There's
so
some more information to come, like exactly how the cloud saves are going to be set up and how you're going to have to do it and stuff like that. If you're interested, jump on the Nintendo website, look it up. There is an FAQ section there. We've kind of covered out most of the questions that are there. But, they're going to put more and more information in there as they... as it comes out, you know, so about the cloud saves.
I'm assuming, too, like the fact that we haven't got an exact date in September has something to do with the fact that that would give away the release date of Super Smash Brothers.
I think, you know, they're going to release a game at the same time and you're going to get, as part of the game, you'll get 3 months free or something like that. It's going to be a bundle, you know.
Yeah. But the simple fact is, hey, look, we've got our biggest online game yet and you need to pay to get it.
Yep.
To play.
Yep.
That's what'll happen. Anyway, let's go to the big news of the last probably week. So I guess the little stuff we'll start with. We're talking Fortnite here, people. This is our Fortnite corner. Just bear with us.
Welcome. Welcome. Sit with us. Sit with us.
Yes.
Us two who don't really actually play Fortnite.
No, we've got no idea what's going on. But so, I probably will after some of this stuff. So we've got the meteorite that happened, we talked about a couple episodes ago, that appeared and started getting closer and closer, and obviously that hit.
Yeah.
Destroyed a section of the map, then added items to said map so people could become superheroes and have superhero abilities, which is cool. And that started season 3, the superhero season.
Which is pretty cool. Like that,
but
I have played Fortnite and I deleted it because it's just not my type of game. But hearing this kind of stuff makes me think, okay, all right, maybe I'll pick this back up. This could be a laugh, you know. Like
it added stuff to the Save the World mode. Save the World mode, is that whatever the single player version is? That actually added some more quests and stuff to that release around the superhero stuff. But this is season 3. Along with how the meteorite appeared in the sky, there is now dinosaur footprints appearing on the map, which is leading to, obviously, a dinosaur-themed season 4?
Possibly.
Is that what we're up to?
Yeah, I think...
Or whatever the next season will be, anyway.
I just hope at some point, I don't know, maybe they've got together with, I don't know, I don't even know, it might have been Hasbro or something back in the day. Remember that show Dino Riders?
Yeah.
Yeah, just please... Give me that. That would be the best thing, just running around on a T-Rex that's got, you know, twin miniguns mounted to it or something. I don't know. That'd be
awesome. I went straight to, you're going to be able to ride dinosaurs during the thing. Because there's no point you turning into a dinosaur. No. There's no point dinosaurs just roaming the wild. I guess a PvE aspect to the PvP part of it, and maybe you've got to attack them as well. Or maybe it's just a new mode where you have to take down a T-Rex together or a group of T-Rexes or something. But I don't know. It's a strange one. But then the next news happened and then a thing in my brain went off pretty heavily. And so what happened just recently is the fact that Fortnite is teaming up with Marvel and bringing Avengers Infinity War game mode to Fortnite, in probably the biggest crossover in history, where you've got the biggest movie at the moment going head-to-head with the biggest game at the moment and creating content that both parties can enjoy. So the Infinity Gauntlet will be in play in this new game mode. And it is a whole new game mode. It's not just the Battle Royale. It's still a Battle Royale mode.
So it takes the form of a limited time mode, apparently.
Yes.
Whatever that means. Apparently.
So it will only be around for a certain period of time. It's bringing new skins and new other stuff to the Marvel-based stuff to the Battle Royale. Fortnite universe. So there will be very limited edition stuff as well to grab. But they haven't said anything else, and we're in this weird little moment where the game is down, the patch is uploading, and pretty much as soon as we finish this podcast, people will know what the game mode is.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Exactly. I'm gonna when we finish this podcast, I'm probably gonna re-download it. To be honest.
Yeah, probably. To be honest. So, yeah, look, it's very exciting and it'll be cool. So, somewhere out there, the only thing I would prefer, that they've said so far, the Infinity Gauntlet will be somewhere on the map hidden. Everyone will search for it. You'll get it. Then you'll turn into Thanos and you'll have the powers of Thanos as well. Whether something from the movie happens when you get that and something happens to half the people on the map, who knows? Spoilers for a movie that you probably should have seen already. And look, this is basically blowing the spoilers out for the whole world anyway.
Yeah.
So you're pretty much going to be impossible to... You need to go see
Avengers. I mean, it'll be interesting to see.
Stop the podcast now. Go watch it, please.
Just leave. Come back. Then we can talk some more.
It'll
be interesting to see exactly what they do with it, I think.
It will be. I'd prefer to see people going on a quest to find the stones and then put the gauntlet together and then get the power? Like, if you've got the gauntlet itself, you can still become Thanos, but you can't have all the power because you haven't got the stones.
Yeah, the stones are then scattered around the map somewhere.
Yeah, but I assume it'll be a buff. You'll have a buff. You'll be a tanky man. You'll be hard to kill. You'll have lightning bolts coming out of your hands and your something else. And
your face will look like the underside of a croc or something.
Or because Bruce Willis, either one. Big chin. He's got the big chin and it's huge. I kept on, like, I know it's not Bruce Willis, but every time I looked at him, I'm like,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, you can kind of see it, can't you?
It's terrible. Yeah. You can't unsee it once someone tells you either. Now, how this ties into the stuff before is there's a movie coming out next month that's going to be, they hope, fairly big, but it's probably going to be a flop. Jurassic World, and that's got dinosaurs in it.
Ooh,
and now there's dinosaur footprints on the Fortnite map.
Yeah,
I'll just leave that thought with you people.
That's an interesting thought. That's a very interesting thought.
It is a very interesting thought. But the bit that intrigued me about this whole Marvel crossover with Infinity things is how this thing came about. So the lead guys from Marvel and Infinity War, they have openly admitted that on their downtime, when they're sort of waiting for other things to happen, like editing and stuff like that, as a group, they go play Fortnite. That's what they do on their downtime. So it's make movie Avengers Infinity War, it's play Fortnite when they're not doing that. Obviously, the guys at Epic, massive Marvel fans. So one day, the head of Epic gets a phone call from the head of the people making Infinity War. Hey, by the way, we love your stuff. What can we do? Like, can we do something together, please? And apparently, like, an hour later of just chatting on the phone, well, they had probably, I think they said they had about half hour of, you know, nerding out about each other's stuff. And then they sort of sat down and talked about it for an hour, like, what can we do? How can we keep this authentic? And how can we make it playable and not OP and all this other stuff? And they had pretty much an idea that was really good, and they went with it, and they've obviously been working on that ever since, and that's why we've got this superhero season, and that's where this Infinity War,
just a match made in heaven, really, isn't it? From.
Oh, it is, and it's one of those weird things, like, how did Marvel Games Studios sign off on this? How did Marvel as a movie company sign off on this? Like, it's just, it's one of those dream moments, like, oh, wouldn't that be cool? Wouldn't that be cool?
And it just happens. Yeah.
And it wasn't the big wigs, it wasn't the money makers going, hey, it was the designers of these two really cool products sat down together and said,
let's
make a baby.
Mm.
Unfortunate, that baby's Fortnite.
But, well, I mean,
you can't have everything your own way, people.
Now we've just got to play Fortnite. I mean, that's it. As I said, like, when we finish this, I'm going to, for the first time in a couple of weeks, I'm going to turn the PlayStation on.
I don't think Fortnite can get any bigger. And now this happens. Oh, fuck.
Well, even you're going to get it. Like, that's saying something.
Don't want to, but I probably will. Anyway, that's what's happened.
That's kind of
Look out for Jurassic World Fortnite coming up soon, I guess.
I'm just saying. Fuck. Dino Riders, man. It's got to be Dino Riders.
Actually, that should be one of my E3 predictions, that Dino Crisis gets a reboot. Oh, that's such a good game.
That's such
a good game.
That's a throwback.
Yeah, it is. Mm. We need more of that in our lives. Anyway, that's the news. I can't think of any more. There's probably heaps of other stuff that we don't care about. if you do want to give us more news, go to our Discord channel, which is, like I said, I'm not doing it because I don't upload this podcast, but what I've been doing, Josh, if you upload this podcast, in the description of the podcast channel, put a link for our Discord, a permanent link for our Discord in that as well.
Oh, yeah. That would probably be a really smart thing to do.
It
but,
would be a smart
You know,
idea.
For a long time, we haven't really been smart. So no, maybe we should start.
We're only 190 podcasts in. We'll be right. We'll get there soon. But yeah, otherwise, it's ultrazoommega.com.au on our community tab. There'll be a link to our Discord there, or hit us up on Twitter. That's the easiest way, ultrasupermega_ at the end. We'll give us the Discord link straight away as well. But otherwise, yeah, email us social@ultrasupermega.com.au. Let's get into the listener feedback, which is the same email address. You can use the
surprising
same one.
Just so surprising.
That is crazy. You actually do all the same ways of getting it. So if you go to our Discord as well, you out there listening, you could give us listener feedback as well. The only listener feedback we've got is actually for Locked On podcast. Go give that a listen if you can. It's all about Tom Clancy stuff. It's really cool. it's Boris the Blade, or Spick Beats. He's actually one of the boys from the Bullets and Beers podcast, Discord channel, which is a combination of our Locked On podcast, Bombshell Jackets podcast, and Sit Rep Radio podcast, which is our all Division/Tom Clancy based podcast. We have our share a Discord over there, and he's joined us from over there. So
welcome.
He's finally, yes, definitely welcome, Boris. You're a good
thank
lad.
Thank you for converting.
That's it.
We'll do our best.
So if you do see him in Discord, say hello to him. Finally caught up on the episode since I started the follow guys.
I think
that's English.
Since he started to follow us, he's finally caught up on all the podcast episodes.
He said great stuff.
Which is
and
nice.
Who knew that folks in the Upside Down had great conversations. Thank you so much for adding another awesome podcast to my subscription.
Well, you know, I didn't even know that. Are they great conversations?
Apparently, you should listen to Locked On Tom Clancy podcast. Wow. And it is funny because all of us Aussies in that Discord are referred to as upside down folk. so that's where that comes from as well.
Fair enough.
But that's the only feedback we got. So please, we need your feedback next week because we do. We want to talk more about you guys. It's all about you guys. That's what we do. But anyway, let's move on. What are we looking forward to? Probably getting Perko back because I hate hosting a podcast. Yeah. I do it so many times a week. I just want to sit back and relax.
How many now? Like, what are you... four?
Two and a half a week.
Two and a half.
It's two and a half a week.
Two and a half a week.
So two every week and then one every second week.
Yeah, right.
When this all changes and I'll be working less during the afternoons and have a little bit of free time before my kids get home, I'm thinking of starting up a few other solo ones. I really am.
Just because we didn't start this podcast bemoaning the lack of time that we have to do everything we already want to do.
No, but this is, I will be finishing it like midday.
Yeah, right.
Every day.
Jeez, that'd be nice.
I'll be starting really early, but I'll be finishing about midday. So then I'm going to have this 3-hour window in the middle of the day and I'll be probably streaming for two of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then that still leaves me an hour. I can just sit there and record something.
Yeah.
I can make YouTube videos again. Oh, it's going to be so good. I can't wait. Seriously can't wait. And then there'll be some days where I'll just go, have 50 parcels, mate. Have 50 of my parcels so I can go home 2 hours earlier and I'll be home at 10:30.
Yeah.
And
then you can sleep.
Yeah, look, no, I probably won't.
Probably won't, to be honest.
No, because that'll put myself way out. I'll be probably starting at 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
So I don't want to put my sleeping schedule out and miss getting up in the
morning. That's probably a good idea.
That's my life.
That's your life.
Sorry about bringing so much of my life to the podcast this week. Josh, what are you looking forward to over the next coming weeks, months, years, decades?
I think it's millennium? State of Decay. Like, State of Decay 2 is...
Are you getting it? Are you?
Yeah.
Are you getting game... Have you got Game Pass?
No.
Is that how you're getting it, or are you actually buying it?
No, I'll buy it. So the wife and I will pick that up.
Is this one of these games that you and your wife can play together?
Yeah.
So you're buying it twice?
Yeah, we'll buy it twice.
It is cheap, I guess you can.
Yeah, like it's like if I buy it twice, it's like buying one full price game, I think.
Okay.
You know, so
I've heard the co-op's really dicky.
We'll wait and see. We'll wait and see. Like, I'll pick that up, but I don't know. Like, I've again, as I said, you know, I'm in that little bit of a rut, just trying to find something that I could be interested in playing. Like, I've updated Guild Wars 2 again, but I haven't really jumped into that.
Yeah, I almost got that bite again. I'm like, I'm redoing my room and I've got this Guild Wars 2 and Guild Wars 1 art and figurines and I'm like, I miss that grind.
Yeah, so I mean that's there. Yeah. That's updated now. I might play that this weekend. I've updated and this is probably more for Whippy, my good man. But I have updated ED, Elite Dangerous. But I'm just not...
We talked about Elite Dangerous last night on Super Hype Train. You might be interested in that episode. Can I shill out some more of my podcast to you?
Probably.
We actually...
I just don't know.
I'll wait. I'll leave it till I'll get to what I'm excited about, and then I'll tell you about it.
Okay, I just... Keep going. It's such a good game, but it is... There's so much there that now when I try and jump back in, that learning curve is so steep.
It's huge.
It is so steep, you know. And I even looked at, okay, what about Star Citizen? But that's what, $100 bucks just to buy in? Nah.
Oh, is it that much?
Yeah, it's something like that.
I thought there was $25 starter packs, but no, there's not anymore.
I don't think there is anymore. It's like, I don't know, $60 US or something. I don't know.
Yeah, you need to get it eventually. Like, we're going to be pretty heavy into it, especially when the multiplayer missions start coming out. Yeah,
I don't know. If there's a listener out there that's got a really good idea for a game that they're really enjoying, flick it to me. Let me know. And if I can pick it up and I can mess around with it, then I'll certainly take your feedback on board. But I'm a bit lost at the moment.
Hey, Josh.
Yeah, mate.
Have you got 100 spare hours in your life?
No.
Do you need something to do in your life?
Not 100 spare hours. Not at all. But why is that?
120.
Maybe about that. Speaking of which.
Okay. Well, Persona 5 is 60% off on PSN right now. You should pick that up and play that. Because it's a really good game.
I'll just get borrowed off Matt if I really want.
Oh, don't be that. Give them the money.
No.
$40 for last year's game of the year.
I'm so poor.
You are. But that would get you through 120 hours of misery of not having any games.
I still haven't even finished Xenoblade 2 on the Switch.
You better go do that.
I could probably do that. But that's kind of it. The only other thing, and this, you know what? You might hate me for this, Ruko, and I apologize. But I do just want to give a bit of a shout out to another little podcast that I've been listening to. I Speak Giant. Thank you for making me want to play D&D so much again, but realizing I don't have the time for that.
Hashtag stay hungry. Hashtag 8-bit collective. Hashtag
I miss playing
more,
D&D.
Trying to do more podcasts than Wilco.
I do miss playing D&D. It's just, again, it's a time thing. Yeah. Like it's a 6-hour investment per session.
Good luck to you.
I don't know. Maybe one day I'll get back into some 5e.
Shout out to you lovely people over there at I Speak Giant. You guys rock.
What about you, Wilco? What are you looking forward to?
I'm trying to stay away from State of Decay. Every time I think about it, I'm probably more closer to getting it.
Yep.
So I'm not that hyped about it, but I probably will give it a go. Yep. And like I said, I'm probably going to be in that stupid position where I'm going to buy the Ultimate Edition just so I can play it early, because Detroit is just going to suck up my life when that comes out. I'm really looking forward to hopefully some Sea of Thieves this Thursday and Friday night with the boys. We're going to get back into the action. Other than that, the big one is what we did the Hype Train podcast on last night, is Jurassic World Evolution, which is from Frontier Development, the Frontier Games. And it's, so they've made the theme parks and / roller coaster tycoons / zoo tycoons all in the past. And now this is their next entry in that. And it's fully licensed Jurassic World game. And it's got all the lore from the whole Jurassic universe in it as well. Beautiful looking theme park game.
So you're
sim building.
You're saying that Chris Pratt is part of this world?
He's part of the universe. He's not in the game as far as I'm aware. But the biggest selling point for me is the fact that Jeff Goldblum is reprising his role.
Ah, sweet.
And is voice acting the game.
Very nice.
His beautiful little digs at people doing stupid things is going to be the whole way through the game, and I love it.
Very nice.
So, that's got me sucked in. And the 12th of June, I'll be playing that nonstop.
Look, you have mentioned it in the past. I don't know. It's something I'm gonna have to look into a little bit, because I haven't really looked at it yet. You know, I've kind of just been waiting to get more details.
A lot of it reminds me of the old days when SimCity was good, but on a very small level. It also, I've played Zoo Tycoon to death with my daughter, and it's very much of that vein.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, with this whole, you actually can splice the DNA with whatever you want to change the dinosaurs themselves. We came up with Jurassic World Fight Club last night, where we're going to build a big arena in the middle of the island, and we're going to build the best two carnivores and put them in a pen and see which one is left standing. So PETA, PETA.
They're going to hate us.
Know, we're killing animals. I'm sorry.
I just got to wonder, do you think it'll let you try and start to splicing dinosaur and human DNA in it?
God, I hope so.
Because that'd be one crazy Fight Club then.
But there's some of the things, like you add crocodile DNA to add the toughest shell to them. You add, I think it's emu DNA, that because they've got a longer lifespan, so the dinosaurs get longer lives. And you can actually, then there's cosmetic sides to it, so actually splice in different animals with different skin colors to change the skin tone and pigments and different parts of the DNA. And it's all, but it's all trial, not trial and error, but it's sort of, the more things you add to it, the less likely the egg is to survive. Yeah, right. So it's still a risk reward thing.
You know, I've decided it's just T-Rex splice with chameleon, man. T-Rex, it just disappears. Winner.
Yeah, it's gold.
Winning.
That's the way to do it. But it's got some really cool stuff about, like, the goat is one of the focal characters of they're leading up their campaign in. So the old goat from Jurassic Park 1 that pops up is one of the ways that you feed a carnivore. Actually got you put a little square in, and this goat just comes up from nowhere, and then he just roams around till he gets eaten. That's cool. And that's his whole job.
There is one thing that I really hope as like DLC or like just a funny fuck around they do later in the game. Yeah. Have you ever seen I always get the director's name, I always forget it. You know the movie Spaceballs? Yeah. Who's the guy that does that? Because he does a Jurassic Park ripoff called Chicken Park, all the dinosaurs are giant chickens and the T-Rex is a giant gay chicken. It's horrible. I hope that is horrible. Like, it is horrible, but I really hope that, I don't know, for a Halloween or something, they just skin it to this.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just giant gay chickens running around everywhere, because that'd just be funny as fuck.
Yeah. Well, just on that note, let's just move on.
Move on from
there. I've got no segue to the fact that I bought tickets to fly to Mackay the other day.
Yeah, catch up.
I think it's like the 2nd, 3rd, 4th of August or somewhere around there, whatever the weekend is. I fly on Friday night, but I don't get until like 9:30 at night. That's so it's going to be hard to do a catch-up.
No, boy.
I will need a place to stay that Friday night.
Yeah, we've got a room. It's all good.
And then I've got a birthday party the Saturday night to go to, and then I fly back Sunday morning. Yep. So, yay for me. Nice. So I've got to hire a car. I've got to get a place to stay, like I said, Friday night.
Yeah, well, I mean, you've got a room already, so don't worry about the place to stay.
It could be the first ever USM...
meetup in Mackay.
Community meetup in Mackay, and it could be the shortest one because I could get there at 10 o'clock and I'll be asleep by 10:30. Yeah. But anyway, it's an option. That's the only other thing I'm really looking forward to at the moment, I guess. Except for E3.
Yep.
Oh, E3's so close. So
just close. Anyway, all that news.
For a small intimate podcast, we've gone over an hour.
We have.
So that's a good start. Where can people find yourself, Josh, if they, for some reason, they
want
to do that?
If they really decide that they want to, at Super Mega Josh on the Twitter and the Discord. And as I said, look, if there's a game, if you've been listening to the podcast and you think you got a bit of a feel for a game that I might like, that you really love, that you're really enjoying your time with, jump into our Discord, shoot me a message, say, hey, look, why don't you try this out? I'll get it. If I've got the cash and the money, and I'll play it, and I'll let you know what I think, because I'm looking for something at the moment. So give me some ideas.
Yeah, do it. Get in there. He needs help. He does need all his help. Play Sea of Thieves with us. What are you doing? Just play Sea of Thieves with us.
Yeah, I've kind of fallen off that.
Don't come back.
I would say bandwagon, but it's more like, you know, small sloop.
You're not getting the Ultimate Edition of Sea of State of Decay then, are you? You're
probably not, edition. No.
But I will play with you
I'll be getting the Standard Decay. Definitely that.
You can find myself at Wilco's Chill Zone on Twitch, Twitter, hopefully YouTube very soon. Probably some other places. I think I've got an Instagram account. We'll see. No, I've got one, I just don't use it. So, yeah, follow me on that. Also, you can find all of our stuff at ultrasupermega.com.au. All the other podcasts, they're there, Locked On, and that other one I do, Super Hype Train. That's it. Yeah, if we get to 50, I'll be surprised. But we're at 44 at the moment, so we're going along strongly.
Well, there's always stuff releasing, though.
There is. That's the problem. There's so much releasing. But I've got Brief Battles as the next big episode that I've got lined up. It's on the same day as me and my partner celebrating our 10-year anniversary. Ooh. So it's going to be a tough one, but we're working on that with Juicy Cupcakes. So hopefully that'll be the big one just before E3, and then we'll see what happens with it after that. But there's some good stuff out there, good content out there. If there's any games that you're interested in, we've probably done an episode on it. There's a lot of Aussie indie games out there on that, so do follow that. But yeah, ultrasubmega.com.au. Check it out. Ultrasubmega _ on Twitter. Ultrasubmega Games on Facebook is all the different places you can get us. And like I said, social at ultrasubmega.com.au. If you didn't know, it's Ultrasubmega. But that's it for this week, guys. Episode number 85 will be in your ears next week. We don't know who will be on it, but it'll probably be out next week. We'll see.
It will.
But till then, have fun. Eat your mashed potatoes and we'll catch you soon.
See you guys. And done.
Yeah, I stopped it. No, I didn't. I pressed record again.